This is WABF. It is 823 and 63 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Miss Casey Gay Williams, the president of the Eastern Shore Chamber, joining us the fourth Wednesday of each month, which has just slipped up on us this month.
I know. What happened to March? But, you know, I seem to be saying that a lot. Like, what happened to February? And
yes.
I feel like it's maybe should be the end of January. It just rolls on by, doesn't it?
And there's always something happening at the Eastern Shore Chamber.
Indeed, there is. Good stuff. Fun stuff. So excited to talk about it this morning.
I've been seeing online Lemonade Day. I believe it was just the deadline to register. Is that correct?
Yes. One of our big spring events, we moved our Lemonade Day to the first Saturday in May, which is May 7th. I think I have that right. And Lemonade Day is an entrepreneurial program from third through sixth graders. And they go through a workbook that teaches them how to design and build a stand and design their lemonade. And they have to find a place to set up their lemonade stand. And so businesses can be a safe stand site, which means they would love to have a lemonade stand in front of their business, and they would provide a restroom, water, and if it's inclement weather, they'll let them come inside. And so if a business is interested in being a safe stand site, they can call the chamber and we can get them a form. And it teaches kids how to not only create a business but run a business through the use of a lemonade stand. And we have awards: best lemonade, best lemonade stand entrepreneur of the year, which is sponsored by Progress Bank. And we just awarded our two entrepreneurs of the year their bright pink lemonade pink bicycles a couple of weeks ago. They have to turn in their profit and loss and to be eligible for the Entrepreneur of the Year. A lot of fun. The kids were so great that we extended our prizes. We did best customer service and most enthusiastic and all kind of things, because the kids really put their all out there. So if you have know someone with a child with third through sixth grade, they can register at the Eastern Shore Chamber at our Lemonade Day site. And then also, if just go out on that Saturday, we'll have right now over 40 lemonade stands throughout the Eastern Shore, and buy some lemonade.
And what's that date again?
It's Saturday, the first Saturday in May. I believe that's May 7th.
Okay, very good. And then you have a host of other regular calendar activities.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, we have one of our ladies' nights events, which is women's health, wine, and yoga.
A good combination.
I think so. We're going to have some women's health tips. And, of course, you know, there's just a lot to be said for getting together with your girlfriends. And we're going to have some short yoga classes and wine. It's at True Therapy LLC on Rand Avenue in Daphne. It is on the eschamber.com. You can see that on our chamber homepage. You can and register. There is a limited number. I think we have a few spots available. It's 5 to 7. Come right after work. Just, you know, come meet some new friends and see some of your old friends. So our ladies' nights are very popular, and we try to do something different and fun. Our next ladies' night for April is coming up pretty quickly. It's April 5th, and it's at the Spice and Tea Exchange in downtown Fairhope on Delamar. You must register to attend, and we're going to get some cooking tips with their great spice mixes and such, and maybe drink a little sangria. There's a trend here, in case you haven't noticed.
That sounds like fun.
I think it'll be fun. And our big April business after hours is April 7th at Thomas Hospital. It's going to be in their cancer center. And they always put on an amazing business after hours. And again, it's 5 to 7. Come as you are from work. There is a place to register again with our chamber calendar on our homepage. But if you're not a chamber member and you'd like to come and just see what is that about, just give the chamber office a call and we'll register you and you know, be sure that you meet some folks and see what it's all about. But that's a great event. That's it always is. A big business after hours.
I know that I've introduced to you a guest many times that's gone on to be a chamber member. Yes. Or a potential member. So members, feel free to bring a guest. It's a great Yes. introduction into the networking world of the chamber.
Absolutely. So we're excited about that. And
that's Thursday, April 7th. After hours is generally the first Thursday of the month.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. And then, of course, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Can you believe it is time to be talking about the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast?
And that's each month in May? I mean, each year in May?
The National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May. And this year, that is Cinco de Mayo. So we're actually doing kind of a festive approach to our Mayor's Prayer Breakfast this year.
Okay.
It's a little different. And you'll hear from the three mayors of our great cities, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. And we also will have a motivational speaker is at the Daphne Civic Center, and typically we fill that Civic Center up. We do have breakfast.
It's a nice event. I've enjoyed that. And so that's Thursday, May 5th, and you do need to buy your tickets for that.
Yes,
in advance.
They are required, and like I said, that is a great event, and we look forward to that. And then last but not least, you're familiar with our youth leadership program.
Yes.
And these are high school students rising 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. You must apply. There is an interview and a short essay required. But youth leadership applications are now being taken. And we encourage everybody to, it's a great exercise. I mean, the whole, from the interview process, and youth leadership is structured similar to a Leadership Baldwin. They have law and government day, mm-hmm. Health, environment, all those things, and they learn about our community. So, and not only that, but it's great to see kids from Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, public school, private schools, homeschools. You know, it really does expand their circle within the program. So we're excited to roll that out. And again, all that information is at eschamber.com. And the deadline for applications for youth leadership is April the 15th. So be sure to take a look at that.
eschamber.com. And you've also got an excellent Facebook. Is there still an app? Why am I thinking of there was an app at one time?
It's not since I've been with the chamber, but we do have Facebook, Eastern Shore Chamber Facebook, and we also have a really incredible young professional group. This group has its own board that directs it, and we're coming up with Bowling for Books, which is going to be a bowling tournament at Eastern Shore Lanes at Eastern Shore Center. And we are raising money for the Spanish Fort Library for their summer reading program.
Okay.
And books for the library. And that is put on by the young professionals. And I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I really do. And that's just been put out on the wire. And
that's similar to the bingo for books? Have we done a similar event?
In summer, we do pencils and glue for bingo and brew at the Fairhope Brewing Company.
Yes.
And we do bingo, and we have door prizes and bingo prizes. And we pack the house with that one, and that raises money for the young professionals, are raising money for the two Rotary youth clubs, one in Fairhope and one in Daphne. So they do some great work for our community. I think at the last Bingo and Brews, we raised almost $8,000 to be sure that those kids have everything they need to be successful in the start of the school year. So we do that in conjunction with the United Way of Baldwin County. So, you know, no matter, I think, what your passion is or things that you like to support, you know, the chamber has a little something for everybody, and we hope folks will take a look at that.
Absolutely. And for those that are either new businesses or looking for a way to reach out to new customers and potential contacts, Tell us a bit about membership and how folks can learn more.
Well, again, I sound like excuse the pun, a broken record. ESChamber.com, on the very homepage, there's a button that says join the chamber. And you can, there is an application there. It's very simple. It's just the basic information. But also you can click, I'd like to talk to someone, or I'd like to set up a meeting. And so that's a real easy way. And we give you a call back. And I love to talk about the chamber, obviously, and love to meet with businesses and try to uncover, you know, what keeps them up at night? What can the chamber offer them? Because every business is a little different. Mm-hmm. And we try not to think through things as one size fits all. Maybe you do need that networking, getting the word out about your business. Quite frankly, people like to do business with people they know, despite all of the digital world. And if you don't know someone, they're going to ask a friend. They're going to ask somebody, you know, who do you use for this? And of course, chamber membership also has had several studies done where it does lend credibility. It connects you to the community. And we have a directory of our members, both online and in our annual magazine. So
I like that, because when you do need a service, you can go to the directory and go, yes. Oh, yeah, I met him at the after hours last year. He does roofing. And you know, you feel like you're dealing with, like you said, someone you know.
Right. Someone within your community.
And someone that has a reputation to uphold. Because being a member of the chamber has a certain level of standards, expectations.
Exactly. And it's just nice to know that you're not really just, you know, pulling a name out of a hat. And so, you know, we have people call. They want to refer. And, of course, we refer our chamber members. And and also, even if you can't go to business after hours or network at noon or any of those things, being a part of the chamber supports the business community as a whole. Our youth leadership program, our student training and exploration program, which is part of workforce, because that is geared to keeping at-risk students for dropping out of high school in school and giving them a path forward after high school. So we do so many things for the business community. We advocate. We have smart business academies. We're doing a series on social media and have one coming up on crisis management and etiquette, social media etiquette. We're going to have a CPR class this year where you can get certified in one day for CPR and first aid. So we're going to be rolling that out. We're finishing those details. But, you know, a lot of businesses want their folks to be trained, but don't know where to go or how to get it set up.
Okay.
And we're going to do a full-day Excel class that you walk away with a certification. So lots to come in the training.
Continuing education.
Yes.
Networking. Just support when you need it from the Eastern Shore Chamber. Thank you so much, Casey Gay Williams. Is there anything else you want to mention?
Just go to our website, check out our community calendar for community events and our chamber calendar for all the things we talked about.
Yes.
And we're happy to talk to you if you call the chamber and have a question.
And I just found on your Facebook page a handy dandy at a glance Easter event calendar.
Yes.
That I'm going to share for those that are looking for Easter egg hunts for the kids and grandkids.
Wonderful. We do that for Mardi Gras. We publish all the area parades. And Joanna said, you know, it'd be great if we could do the same for Easter egg hunts and Easter bunnies. So there you are.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Eastern Shore Chamber joining us on the fourth Wednesday of each month here on Community Contact. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.